The reading today is from Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day would rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, mother the Mary of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
everyone. And that's much better. I think it's because it's Easter or something, and there needs to be a little bit of excitement about that. So shall we try it one more time? Good morning. Much better. Now, today is a great day. Does anyone know why? Jesus has risen indeed. He has risen, and he has come to set us all free from sin, and it's something to celebrate. He has given us life. And so we're going to now have a quick look at this story because it is very important. Next slide, please. So there was an empty tomb, and Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, went to Jesus' tomb, and they were bringing some spices to care for Jesus' body. And lo and behold, when they got there, the stone was rolled away. And when they went there, Jesus was gone. Two angels appeared before them and said something amazing. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen." So let's say it again. He has
risen.
That's it. So you're getting the idea. We're getting there slowly. Next one, please. Great. And so you can't really see it that well, but have you ever been out driving or maybe for a walk and suddenly there's a storm? Or maybe you've been camping or you're on holiday and there's a storm and it rains, it thunders and lightning. I remember as a child, we were in Portugal in a swimming pool and it started to thunder and lightning. Now, when you're in the middle of the swimming pool, it's not a safe place to be, is it? And when you're little, trying to swim very quickly to the side, so just in case you don't get electrocuted. And so thankfully, I obviously didn't. But isn't it a beautiful sight when the cloud is completely dark, it looks angry, and then there is a glimmer of hope that the sun shines through? And that is exactly what today is all about, that there has been a storm over the earth, over God's creation, and Jesus and what he has done is the glimmer of hope. It's the fulfillment of God's words coming into being. And that is exactly what this picture reminds me of. Next one, please. Or perhaps you have watched your favorite film and there has been a plot twist and you didn't see it coming. Now, when Jesus died, it wasn't the full stop. It wasn't the end of the story. It was something that continued to happen. With him rising, it was a comma in the story. It was a continuing that was about to happen. And so sometimes I love a good film where you don't know what's about to happen, because I can normally tell in films, and I find that incredibly boring. And I like a good film where I can't tell, and especially if it makes me jump, because I'm quite a jumpy person. And could you imagine if you were Jesus' disciples and you were waiting for his fulfillment to happen in terms of what he said for a number of years that would happen? And then all of a sudden, he was arrested because they fell asleep. And then he was put on the cross and died. Could you imagine that waiting? And then suddenly, he died, and you're all in a bit of a state of upset and perhaps guilt as well. And then the plot twist happens. The unexpected. He has risen. He has conquered death, which is the most exciting thing. Next slide, please. Perhaps it's like a bird that has been caged up for a long time, waiting for that freedom. And then one day, the door is open and there is complete freedom. That is what Easter means to us. There is that freedom, there is that joy, there is that excitement that we have the freedom that we now have. We're not bonded by sin or captivated by it anymore. We are free to live freely as God had intended. Next slide, please. So what does this mean for us today? Jesus is not in the tomb anymore. He is alive and he changes everything. So when we feel hopeless, remember he has risen. When we are afraid, he has risen. When we feel alone or in a dark place, remember he has risen. It means God keeps his promises. It means love is stronger than death. It means that we can live in hope today and forever. Now, as some of you will know, this type of season that we're currently in is one of my favorites, springtime. Because we see what is dead starting to come alive again. There is suddenly colour everywhere. It's not just the boring brown and a little bit of evergreen now and again. You see all different beautiful colours starting to come to life. We see God's creation springing into life. And this springtime for us is exactly what today is also about. We also come alive because of what Jesus has done for us. He has risen, like spring breaking through winter's grip. So, the woman at the tomb where the first witnesses were, Peter went to see it for himself, and they didn't understand at first, but the truth became clear. He has risen. So let the truth echo in our hearts today. Let's say it together one last time, loud and joyful. He has risen. Amen. Why don't we stand to our feet while we sing the living hope? Lord Jesus, we give thanks that you are the risen God, that you have fulfilled all promises. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for your holy name and all that you have done for us. So Father, today may we go knowing that what you have done for us, knowing that there is joy, there is hope in any situation that we have. And that when dark times happen, Lord, may we seek your face as hope, as joy, as excitement, because you have risen, you have conquered all death, and all sin. So let us sing with a loud joy and praise to Jesus.